Hundreds of people are dead or missing as torrential rainstorms sweep southern and central China. Heavy rainfall over the last week has caused widespread flooding along the Yangtze River, displacing over 1.3 million people and causing billions of dollars in economic losses. But in a troubling turn of events, this devastation may prove to be the proverbial calm before an even greater storm. Flooding began after heavy rainfall on June 30th. China's Ministry of Civil Affairs reported on July 5th that 128 people have since died. 42 remain missing. In Wuhan, the capital city of the central province of Hubei, nearly 20,000 residents have been ordered to evacuate. Part of the Han River, a tributary of the Yangtze which passes through Wuhan, rose close to its record depth of 32 meters on July 5th. Officials fear that flooding could be imminent. Thousands of nearby residents were forced to leave their farms and fish ponds behind as they left the area. Hubei province has been among the hardest hit by recent storms, with 38 reported dead and 17 missing by July 4th. Local power, transportation, and communication systems have also been compromised. Premier Li Keqiang, who has been visiting flood-stricken areas to coordinate relief efforts, arrived in Wuhan on July 6th, but the storm has yet to pass. On the same day, the Central Meteorological Center renewed a nationwide storm alert that has been in place for nearly a week. And the Weather Channel warns that flooding may get worse this week as Typhoon Nepartak approaches mainland China. The typhoon could impact eastern China by late Friday night, bringing rain and strong winds to an already devastated region.